Is Gauranga Priya here? So my name is Brihad Mridanga Das. I come from Durban, South Africa. But I've been traveling extensively for the last 15 years. I joined 21 years ago in Durban itself. And at the same time, this course that we are about to do, Yoga Ladder, the syllabus has been tested for about 12 times. It's been revised over 12 times. So even after I do the course with you, we can revise it even more for further audiences to benefit. Who's from England here? Some group of devotees? Raise your hand high. Yeah. Now, to get to know your names all the time, I'm a little difficult. So sometimes I may ask you your name a few times. So excuse me for that. Now, we have one slight difficulty, which for me is a major difficulty because I don't know how this happened. Usually I'm pretty professional about things. I made it distinct with the temple management here that we need 80 of these, 80. But somehow by some bewildered intelligence, we only landed on 20. I don't know what the reasons are, but it's a little bewildering. And I repeatedly checked 3 times whether 80 copies have been done, and they said 80 copies are done. But then I just discovered half an hour ago it's only 20 copies. So that sets me back a little bit in terms of the presentation today, because all of you need your own copy. But I'm going to adjust the presentation a little bit for today. We may finish a little early, or we can continue. Depends on how you reciprocate with the adjustment itself. So I apologize for that. But we're certainly going to have the copies done by this afternoon for you to continue tomorrow. It's a major oversight. I don't know why this happened, but I don't know whether it's lack of funds or lack of organization situation or whatever, but I've been following it up, and I know that Chaupati is noted for their organizational skills, so I didn't follow up whether the photocopies are actually done, noting that 80 should have been done, but it wasn't done. So what we shall do, we only have, how many here? How many tables are there? Sometimes you need to take notes, you know. So if you have your own copy, you can write notes in that and so forth. So let's see how we're going to do this. Now I have to completely adjust the whole presentation. Very difficult. Okay. How many devotees here? Briefly, just make a count quickly. Stand up. You count also. Count how many devotees in the room. Okay. So. Are there more devotees going to come tomorrow? Anyone knows? How many? How many? 7 more. Okay. So here we have group task A, B, C, D, and E. And there'll be F. So there's one more topic, which I'll deal with group F myself. Cannot hear? Maybe those speakers on the back are not on. You have 2 switches for the speakers? Prabhuji? Those speakers in the back are on? It's okay now? It's all right. So we expect 7 more. All right. So I need 7 group leaders who know how to lead a group. Any volunteers? You volunteer yourself, don't tell somebody else. Because there has to be drama, there has to be discussion, you know. So. Stand up. We have one volunteer. Come. What about the devotees from England? Any volunteers? Who you suggest amongst yourselves? I need 7. No, 2, 4, 5, 6. I need 6. 6. If Govinda says something, you have to accept. One more. Okay, divide the study guides amongst yourselves. 3, 6. I don't know. How many study guides are there? Go ahead. 19, so that's 6, 3, 3. No, I'll use the other one for now. Where's Braja Bihari? Okay, in a straight line, who's the youngest devotee here? Who's the most experienced devotee? I don't know the devotees. Govinda? Stand here. Who's Krishna Chaitanya? Okay, who's next? Who's the next junior or something? He's number one. Okay, come. Can we leave them like that? We don't know about the previous birth, you know. Okay. Yeah. Just come on this side. So you have a choice. You want A, B, C, D, or E? You want B? Okay, so you'll stand right there. You have the next choice. What besides B? Murari Gupta. Huh? D. What do you want? C. You have A or E? E. You have A, Baba. So we'll give a special topic for you. F. Okay. So his topic is, what is the difference between bhakti and bhakti yoga? Very fine thing. What is the difference between bhakti and bhakti yoga? Okay. So stand in this. Who's A? Who's A? Come on this side. B, C, D, E, and F. Okay. We'll write your topic later on the board. So I have to fill it in. I didn't know how many are going to come. See? Okay. So, you have to say A, B, C, D, E, F. A, B, C, D, E, F. Is that okay? Let's move it. Now, when you say the letter A, write it down, because you'll forget. Which group am I? Let's move it. A. Next. No, Dave. F. There is F. You are? No, who's before you? So write F down. You may forget. Sumaravacha. C. The back. 1 minute. Okay. I have to ask a question. This course is going on for 5 days. Timings are usually this time from 10:30 to 1. Tomorrow's timings we're going to confirm right now because of the Sunday program, and I have to go to Juho in the morning, but there may be classes in the evening or late afternoon. But the rest of the days will be from 10:30 to 1, but we'll see how we can adjust also. Depends on the management schedule of the devotees. What were you last? C. So you are D. Say it. Write it down. E. Prabhuji? F. A. B. No, here's E. F. A. Yes. Let's go ahead. B. C. D. E. F. Let's go. You're B, right? You're B. See, C. D. E. E. Good. F. E. You're D, right? D, E, F, A. What were you? You wrote it down? Okay. Now, what's the timing tomorrow? So tomorrow, what was the last one here? A. So you are B. C. Is that okay? You belong to groups. Your group leaders are not friends. So B and C. There's some chairs there. Is there any chairs there? Okay, so each group leader here, because we're adjusting a little bit today, right? We usually start differently. Each group leader has 3 study guides, and there's approximately 9 in your group. The presentation for the group is that you have to make a 20-minute presentation, which includes, as a must, compulsory, there must be a drama, short play, or a sketch. I don't know what you call it, something short. Is it drama, sketch, or play? Skit, or there's a fourth one. Okay. So there must be a short skit that includes in your 20-minute presentation. And one will go on today, because there's 5 days. But one must go on today in the 7 presentations. Okay? So group A, you're going to go on today. Is that okay? Yeah. So then, the group leader, not necessarily himself, but he can delegate to somebody else to actually take questions from the audience, or he can ask the audience questions also. So when all these concepts are completely cleared, what is actually this, what is actually that, and so forth, then we tie it up. Let's go a little this way. We tie it up, what's happening here. There are two different yoga ladders. This is a syllabus that has been structured by myself and a group of other 15 devotees. It's only based on Prabhupada's purports and verses and translations also. So then we'll go how it works from one situation to another. So for example, as soon as the groups have covered karma kanda, sakama karma yuga, niskam karma yuga, then we complete this ladder and show you how you progress from one to another. And what is the difference between this niskama and sakama from that? And so forth. There are two different ladders here for a purpose. And how why Prabhupada translates in a particular way, why he gets criticized by others that he translated in a particular way, and so forth. It's basically for preachers. Because you'll get this type of people when you preach, come up against. So they have three study guides with them. So that'll be sufficient for the group to share and work out your presentation. So remember, 20 minutes for presentation, which must include a skit. And after the 20-minute presentation, you have 10 minutes for questions and answers and interaction with the class itself. Is that all right? For now. Now, do you have any questions? I have dramatically changed the whole thing. Dramatically. Okay. So the other study guides will be ready by this evening. And if you don't have a copy of your own, you can see Radha Duty, he'll give it to you by the evening. Make sure you have your copy before you come into the classroom tomorrow's session at 6:30. So tomorrow's session evening is at 6:30 till 8:30 or 9. But not later than 9 o'clock. Because of the Sunday program and other things. I think they have meetings also after the Sunday program. Okay. You have any questions before I move on? So who's keeping the register? Yourself. Okay. Now I need a group of volunteer devotees that I will come in. Today I came in at least 45 minutes before. But I will come in 15 minutes before each session. So I need a group of devotees to ensure that the tables are set the way it's set. The room is clean and so forth. So you may have to come in half an hour before. So who volunteers for that? Maybe three or four devotees. Who's going to head it up? Let's get a captain first. No, it's not going to be him. He's going to be busy. What's your name? Pramod. So who's going to assist him? Raise your hand. One. You raised two hands. Okay. So Parikshit, Pramod. What's your name? Leon and? Krishna, Gauri. I don't know if you have other services, but if you take like half an hour before the timing, like tomorrow you have to be at 6 to ensure that everything is done. Is that okay? So you must see, again your name, Pramod. For 4 is sufficient. Yeah. So make sure the tables are clean and the floor is mopped, wiped with water and so forth. And the AC is on before we come in, 15 minutes before. So who has the key for this place? Today we were running around for keys and something. Well, security. You know how to secure the keys, right? To come in here half an hour before. So in other words, you have to come in here half an hour with the keys in your hand. Not you come at 6 for the keys. Okay. Now one more thing you have to do, Pramod. At the end of the session, we want to take these charts out. See? All this. So he's going to try to secure some adhesive, like a tape, to put it onto the wall in the back. Because we tried to put that, it always fell down. So this is a makeshift situation today. It's not very good. Because we can put more tables here for devotees. They're sitting on the side. Right? So you get the right industrial tape to go onto the wall. That you have to also get. Any questions? What time is prasadam? Lunch prasadam? Exactly 1 o'clock. Okay, we'll finish 5 to 1. 5 minutes before 1 o'clock. Any other questions you have? Okay. So now, the group leaders are behind me. This is group leader. You're in the same? A, B. So remember who's your group leader and you belong to the particular group. A, B, C, D, E, and F. Okay? So you belong to a particular group with these group leaders. So we need to put you into groups. And you have, now is 11:15. We're going to give you half an hour. Is that sufficient time? Or you need 45 minutes? Okay, let's see what you're doing by half an hour. If you need more time, we can adjust it then. Okay? Because your presentation is going to go on. Okay? So let's say a half hour from now for your group discussions, and then when you come back, we can adjust and see how we're going on. Okay. So you can go outside if you want, but I know there's no AC outside. If you want to put in your groups, or you can work in the room itself. So if you're moving, don't move the table when you work in your groups. Don't move the table. Only move your chair. And the chair that you moved with, you make sure the chair comes back to the same place that you moved it from when we resume for the whole class as a whole. Okay? So group A will be here. Don't move now. Okay? Don't move. Group B will be in the center here. Group C in the back. Group D, group E, and group F will be here. So you go this way. Is that okay? So get into your groups and you can start. You go for the photocopy. Okay. Everyone looks at the study guide now. Paribol, everyone's with me? Yes. Okay, you're all with me. We on a page called Table of Contents. It's before the page marked number 2. Table of Contents is page 1, but there's no number for page 1. The next page will tell you page 2. It's in the beginning. Your cover says Yoga Ladder, Bhaktivedanta College above it. The next page says Table of Contents. Found it? Everyone? Okay. In the Table of Contents, you'll see the Section A, Section B, Section C, Section D, and Section E. For example, Group A is doing something about Karma Kanda. So they'll find their work on Section C, in number 2 and 3, from pages 7 to 9, and number 4, Karma Kanda, Burden and Loss, number 5, at least up to number 4. Group A, you with me? Okay. Now Group B, it says, Sakama Karma Yoga. So Group B is also in Section C. It says Karma Yoga defined, the difference between Karma and Karma Yoga and so forth. And number 7, the difference between Sakama and Niskam devotees, which is in Section C. Found it? Group B and C. You got it? You'll get the difference there. But you have to specifically discuss what is Sakama for Group B and Group C, Niskam Karma Yoga. Group D, it says Jnana Yoga. Okay? So Group D, you'll find your work more in Section D, number 2, Karma Yoga to Jnana Yoga. And you'll find number 3, the difference between Karmis, Jnanis, Yogis and devotees. And also Group D will find information under Section C, number 6. Found it? Group D? Okay. Group E is Ashtanga Yoga. You will find that in section D. It says, number 2 and number 7 and number 10. Found it? Okay, so therefore you have to read a little bit before you start getting your act together in terms of the presentation. And group F, I'm going to discuss with them personally now. Okay, you can go ahead. It may be a little distance for you to relate. So your drama should be that you can relate to in actual examples of devotees. In other words, do not do a drama, because we're dealing here with devotees amongst ourselves. We are not dealing with non-devotee audiences, so we can do that. In other words, you know, what is, you know, from Karma Kanda, you know, how is it that somebody is apparently practicing bhakti but is actually karmakanda? Understand? Yeah. So like that. So try to make your drama within the devotional aspect, but it's not devotional at the same time. If it's jnana, you can do something, and astanga and things. So that's what we need to know for our own purification and to preach to others. Who doesn't understand what I'm saying? Raise your hand. Yes. Go ahead. Someone has a question, so everyone should. Yeah.
I want to know.
Sharendra Prabhu and this devotee will present.
If you know someone who is doing karma kanda but they have no knowledge of Krishna consciousness, what's the benefit? That's your question? So then Srila Prabhupada said that, how do you know? He asked and they said, how do you know that he's doing karma kanda without Krishna consciousness? And what are you doing about it? In other words, if you know someone who's doing karma kanda, have you given them Krishna consciousness? So, Prabhupada answered the question like that. That's in terms of gradation. But it's not like you have to keep them in that worship. And the main thing is the preaching. Yeah. Okay. Give him the
microphone. Like you are telling about these bogus people. Sometimes these bogus people have their name. They call themselves Jagannath or, you know, Ram, Krishna, like that. So when you call them with these names, somewhere they are chanting the holy name. So one way we say that bringing an ordinary person to God or bringing God to ordinary person, so both are mistaken, they go to hell. But still, when they call the ordinary person as God, they are chanting the names of God. He is Krishna, He is Jagannath, Baldev, all these things. So will they get any benefit of chanting the names or will they go to hell?
The benefit of chanting holy name gets to a person who doesn't commit offense. If we, like Mayavadis, they may chant, but their mentality is offenses where they don't get any benefit. But if someone is innocent, he will get some benefit out of chanting the holy name. Shaman bro once told that even a watch which is not working, at least twice in a day it shows proper time. So we can't say it's thoroughly useless. At least twice it show. So similarly, their chanting like will give some benefits.
Srila Prabhupada gives one example. He says that not that the barber's wife who's living down the road from you and her name is Radha. So the barber's wife's name is Radha. Don't think that is the same Radha on the altar. Like that. Because I remember when I was a young boy, I had one girl who was in my class. Her name was Jayashree. That's another name for Radha. So when I was involved in Durban Temple as the president, so Bhakti Charu Maharaj gave one of his initiated disciples the name Jayashree. So immediately my mind went to my school days. And I was thinking of this girl named Jayashree. You know, she was in the same class in the same neighborhood. So just see that he named Jayashree Dasi, Devi Dasi. But when he gave that name and I was present at the initiation ceremony, then my mind immediately went to my childhood, you know, in school. And I was thinking, yes, there was a girl in my class named Jayashree. So it's not correct to think like that. But just see how our past samskaras come up. Because I wasn't thinking of Radha, whose name is Jayashree, but I was thinking of somebody else at that time. So like that, Prabhupada said, don't think that the barber's wife's name was Radha that's down the street from you. It's the same Radha on the altar. So don't think that this Rama and that Krishna, in the same way, thinking that this is, you know, Rama and Krishna. Like, is that okay?
Like, one more small clarification is that will they get the benefit of chanting the holy name? And apart from that, because these false incarnates made themselves big and they are giving so much a material benefit or gold and so many things. So in this way, they are making the innocent people chant the name of Lord, though it indicating themselves. So in this way, they are giving a chance for common people to chant the holy name. So in this way, will they also get some benefit of that, or will they go to hell? Like this one person in Bombay, he calls himself a Jagannath. Like Sai Baba people, they chant bhajans of Sai Ram.
Let him finish his explanation. Go ahead.
The Sai Baba people, they tell them to chant Sai Ram. But the Sai Ram, what they refer is this fellow with ugly hair on his head. You know?
The main point is the principle of the practicality of consciousness. That's the main thing. For example, sometimes when I come into the Mumbai airport, so when we take, somebody fetches me and they take me to Juhu Temple. So on the way from Mumbai to Juhu Temple, you see this big sign on one big building called Priyadarshini. Anybody saw that? There's one big building and there's a huge sign called Priyadarshini. Now Priyadarshini is another name for Radha. But we cannot imitate Mahaprabhu that when he sees one hill, this is Govardhan Hill. You understand the point? So someone may see Priyadarshini as Radha. But that's a prostitute's house. You know, all the four regulatory principles are being broken in that building. But the owner named it after his granddaughter, Priyadarshini. So in other words, the practicality must be that when you chant the name of the Lord, it must be the Lord. But there may be exceptions in terms of, you could say, Ajamil and his son Narayan, you know, in the scripture. So Prabhupada makes a point in one of his lectures that when Ajmer chanted Narayan, it is an exception. It is not regular sadhana bhakti. That's one point. And secondly, Prabhupada says in terms of Ajmer and so forth, he said that Ajmer chanted the name Narayan to show the glory of the mercy of the holy name. So in other words, if you chant the holy name and brings you to the point of actually remembering and never forgetting Krishna or Radha, that is fine. But if you continue to chant the name of your wife or husband or children or some friend and you're thinking of them, you have to be careful.
So what is the percentage of benefit they are getting?
What is the
percentage of benefit do they get?
The benefit is only to that degree if it brings you to the point of actually remembering actually Krishna and actually Radha. Otherwise there's no benefit. Because Prabhupada also says in terms of the holy name that, you know, milk touched by the lips of a serpent causes poisonous effect. So they didn't know who Prabhupada was referring to. So one disciple asked, who is this? He said, the Mayavadis. And here again, if you take it a little deeper, the Mayavadis are chanting Rama and Krishna and whatever names they chant. They are actually referring to Krishna, but they see Krishna as material. You see? As Brahman taken the form of Krishna or Narayan. So that is also dangerous. So he refers to that. So in other words, the main thing is that whatever it is, you know, this is not like in Nectar of Devotion, it says, you know, Udipan. You know what's Udipan? Yeah, Udipan means, to give an example, if you see a rain cloud, oh, Krishna. Like that. But are we in that level of consciousness where something that we always see reminds us of Krishna or Radha or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually? So it's not that, you know, you chant this name of that Baba and that Rama and that Krishna that can bring you to the point of actually Krishna. So that's not Udipan. Udipan means that which reminds you of the Supreme Lord. See? And Udipan can only come from those who are actually Krishna conscious themselves. So you're still laboring the question, is there some benefit? We cannot say is there some benefit or not. It depends on the favorable association. That which is unfavorable, they may be chanting, but you may become a Mayavadi. Like that. Is that okay? So you wanted to say something somewhere there? Then we'll go to Radha Duty at the back.
We see that Halit Riktam, like Ha is there, Ra is there, and Ma is also there. So some sentence which are not at all holy name, but still scripture say that a person gets benefit of that. And then there is word Haram, where that the Yavana, he was chanting Haram and he died and he got the Namavas benefit. So here we see scriptures, whatever you may refer, when you chant Rama, when you chant Krishna, ultimately that Bhaktyonmukh Sukruti is accumulating. Right? So somebody is chanting Rama, somebody is chanting Krishna. So that Bhaktyonmukh Sukruti is, and in the period of time, he will come to devotional service because of that. Isn't it?
Answer?
Yeah, I want to comment on
that. Basically, you have to understand that those who are ignorant and innocent, those who are ignorant, there's two types of namabhas. You have to remember this. Those who are ignorant and innocent, when they chant the holy name, they get benefit of Agyata Sukriti. But not the envious and atheistic, according to the definition of Madhyam and Kanista Adhikari. Okay. So now to give you an example, like in Africa, we do food for life in Africa, like Parikshit knows, like that. Now, we go into the locations where the African-bodied people live. So when we go in there and we distribute food for life, as soon as they see the Hare Krishna food for life van is coming, they chant Hare Krishna. And they want to chant and dance naturally, but they are not envious. But they are ignorant and they are innocent. So it's a type of nama bas, because it's devoid of envy. It's devoid of enviousness. So that type of person will get benefit of chanting the holy name. Even when he sees the word, like we have one big supermarket chain of stores called Hyperama in South Africa. So Hyperama. So everyone says, oh, we are going to the Hyperama. But if they say it ignorantly and innocently, they get benefit. But if it's envious, no, it is milk touched by the lips of a serpent. There's no benefit. Rather, you may go away from devotional service by such hearing and by such association. So there's two types of namabhas. The other namabhas means you yourself as a devotee progresses from namapara to namabhas in devotional service and chanting the holy name. Is that okay? Yeah. Does that answer your question now? So I'll give an example to answer your question. I did the Vaishnava etiquette course before also. Prabhupada went to Madras. Now is Chennai? They call it, yeah. So the biggest Mayavadi guru, of course Prabhupada does not have influence in Madras when he visited. Just that some of his disciples were making life members there. And they said, Prabhupada, please come, it's a very favorable place. Like that. So Prabhupada visited Madras at that time, South India. So the biggest Mayavadi guru who has the most influence in Madras had Prabhupada's English translation of Prabhupada's Gita in his hand. So I'm giving you another answer now. Right? First answer was the innocent and ignorant people, right? So this is another answer. So Prabhupada, when he came there, the Mayavadi guru wanted to meet Prabhupada. And he wanted Prabhupada to come to him. Prabhupada said no. In other words, if Prabhupada goes to him, it is a type of surrender. Isn't it? Prabhupada, very smart. Prabhupada, very super intelligent, you know, spiritually. He realized he had to purify this man. But he doesn't have the influence in Madras. So Prabhupada said that if he wants to come, and if he wants me to see him, then he must come and see me. In other words, Prabhupada going to the Mayavadi guru means that he is surrendering to his desire. But Prabhupada is fulfilling his desire at the same time making him surrender to him. So the Mayavadi guru came to Prabhupada. Prabhupada didn't go. He said, let him come to me. So that's the first step of purification for the Mayavadi guru. So when the Mayavadi guru came, he came with Prabhupada's Gita. Bhagavad Gita as it is. And after some formalities of being nice to each other, Mayavadis are expert at being nice in any situation. They'll chant any mantra in any situation so that you think they're one of you. Hard to catch sometimes. Really hardcore Mayavadis, very hard to catch. So when the Mayavadi came to Prabhupada and they were exchanging, you know, nice formalities and so forth, being nice to each other, so Prabhupada somehow said something that, you know, instigated him. Then his real nature came out. And the Mayavadi said, Swamiji, every page I turn in your translation of the Bhagavad Gita, I only say Krishna, 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 Krishna. Every page I turn, I only say Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Like, why is this? Like that. So then he quoted one verse, Brahmano hi pratistaham. You are saying that Krishna is the source of Brahman. But in the verse itself, the word first is Brahman. You see, when you say Brahmano hi pratistaham, he said in the Sanskrit itself, the first word is Brahman. How can you make the word Brahman come last? You know, they twist. You know, they're smart. They're expert Sanskrit. They can speak it backward, forwards, you know, up, down, you know, deep, shallow, everything. This is Mayavadi. So Prabhupada was saying. So Prabhupada said, what did you say about my translation? So the Mayavadi said, every page I turn, see here, there, Krishna, 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 Krishna. So Prabhupada said, what was exactly wrong with the translation? So now every page, I'm telling you, is Krishna, Krishna. Why is this Krishna, 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 Krishna? Everything in this Gita is Krishna, 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 Krishna. But Prabhupada was smiling. Why? Because he was chanting the holy name. And Prabhupada was very pleased that he was saying Krishna, 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 although unfavorably. But who is accepting it favorably? Who? Pure devotee. That's when they can make benefit. If something is chanted unfavorably but accepted favorably, because if the pure devotee accepts something and offer it to Krishna, that person will make advancement, although it may be unfavorable. So that's another answer. Like that. So in the end, Prabhupada, you know, he defeated him by simple logic. You know, he said, if you take any normal, mundane book, and the author writes the book, the author doesn't even put his name in the pages of the book, because he's writing a novel or some fictitious story. But the author's consciousness is throughout the book, although he may not mention his name in the book, in every page. So then he asked, who spoke Bhagavad Gita? So the Mayavadi guru said, Krishna. So if Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, he has a mouth. And the mouth means a person. And therefore that person is pervading every word in every page of this book. So I am not wrong in my translation. Because Prabhupada said, Krishna is the author. I am not wrong. So therefore, the second point I'm trying to make here, the first point is innocent and ignorant people. Right? It's a type of namabhas. Like that. The second point is that a very powerful personality, a most powerful personality, an empowered personality can change the hearts of a Mayavadi. Of course, we shouldn't take the chance, but I don't know, maybe some of you, maybe all of you are empowered, you can do it, but only in that strength, you know, you can change a Mayavadi. And then, that which is unfavorable becomes favorable because the pure devotee accepts that. And when the pure devotee accepts it, then Krishna accepts and the person becomes purified. It's okay? So these are different circumstances of the same thing you're saying. Very nice question. And you were churning it more deeper because you was not satisfied. Okay. So, no, he's the...
I just had a point when you were talking about someone chanting the holy name but maybe calling out name of his wife or some other person. And could you comment on the pastime of Ajamil from this point of view?
Now this is the third answer. We are two so far, right? Now he's asking another question. Based on your question about Ajamil and his son Narayan. Prabhupada makes it very clear that he was chanting the name of Narayan favorably in relation to the name of his son. There was no envy there. He was calling out Narayan to his son. And then Prabhupada makes the point. He said, that is why when we give initiation, we give a spiritual name. Like Radharani Devi Dasi, Mukunda Das. See? In other words, when like for example, if I say, Madhavacharya, he's a head pujari, right? But I'm calling him Madhavacharya, but he's actually Madhavacharya Das. But actually when I say Madhavacharya, I'm meaning Madhavacharya Das. Isn't it? I'm not thinking of our previous Acharya named Madhavacharya. I'm saying this is Madhavacharya. So Prabhupada says that is how we give spiritual names. When I say Madhavacharya Das, like that. I mean the devotee Madhvacharya. When I say without the das. But I'm not saying the previous Acharya Madhvacharya. So in other words, when we chant holy names like that, we purify ourselves to come to the lotus feet of that Acharya Madhvacharya. Instead of calling a mundane name. But when I'm calling Madhvacharya, it's not that I'm calling him unfavorably. You understand? I'm not calling him unfavorably. But at the same time, Prabhupada said, in terms of the preaching, when they had the brainwashing case, you know, this deprogramming situation, big case was the Robin George case. You heard people now? You know, in Prabhupada's time, it was a big, you know, multi-million-dollar lawsuit in America. So Adi Keshav, Swami at that time, he was representing ISKCON like that. So when he was representing ISKCON and they went to the New York High Courts like that, so he went to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, I cannot go to court because I'm not a U.S. citizen. You know, they may throw me out. So better you go. So then he asked Prabhupada, what do I say? He said, you just present my books as it is. Like that. And then the prosecutor was like a little against and so forth. So what is he doing? He's reading all these spiritual names. You know, Rishikesh Das, this Das, that Devi Dasi. All these people are living in this place and they brainwashed this Robin George. The girl. You know? So he's reading out these names like that. Say like that. So while he's reading out these names, Adi Keshav Swami at that time, you know, he's saying, oh, but she, you know, but the prosecutor was a female. She's saying Rishikesh. That's the name of the Lord. He's telling the judge. In other words, he didn't know what to say, but the prosecutor is unfavorably saying these names of the different devotees who were initiated, like that, because you know, saying the passport name, but also known as Rishikesh Das, you know, known as Janaki Devi Dasi, saying all these names, like that. So immediately he got inspired, he said, but all these are names of the Lord. So then the judge asked, what Lord are you talking about? What is this all about? So he immediately brought all of Prabhupada's books, and he says, you know, this is who we are. And that was very favorable, that court hearing, to throw the thing out of court. And we won the case eventually. Just educating the judge of who we are. Like that. See? So Prabhupada said that even people who are unfavorable to us, they give us the most opportunity to preach favorably to the masses of people in the newspapers. In other words, if you have a headline in the front, Hare Krishna is being persecuted. Now, how much money you have to pay for it to put something in the front page? Ordinarily. Thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Right? He said, no, they give us free publicity. It's all the arrangement of the Lord. Free advertisement is there. So just see how Prabhupada, he takes every opportunity to appreciate even someone who is unfavorable. You know, unfavorable, making it favorable for Krishna consciousness. So that means that the high court judge, he got Agyata Sukriti. The prosecutor got Agyata Sukriti because the pure devotee turned it like that. See, so therefore Prabhupada said that even if you name people traditionally, even if they're not devotees, holy names, they get some benefit because it is favorable in that way. Is that okay? So that is why we give spiritual names at the time of initiation. Something else? Final quest. Okay.
Things are very clear. So you are telling that the devotee turns that into Agyata Sukriti. So in the case of Ajamil, no pure devotee is not involved. In the case of Shishupal, Krishna directly involved. So in that sense, is that again to the question back to the
so bogus. So give you a fifth answer.
Bogus incarnation.
Can we give you a fifth answer?
But question is clear for others, I don't know.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about the scriptural part. You mentioned Shishupal, comes Dantavakas, people like that, right?
Yeah, and in that light, the so-called incarnations of Kali Yuga would claim
don't
themselves.
Don't worry about that so-called. Let's talk about the ones who are unfavorable in the scripture. Can we talk about that first?
Then
the other one. Okay. Every morning we chant, Namaste Narashringaya, Pralada Lada Dayine, and then Hiranyakashipu. We actually chant Hiranyakashipu's name. And not once. How many times? Tavakara Kamalavare Nakam Adbhuta Shringam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam. Twice. How many times is Prahlad mentioned? How many times? Once. Hiranyakashipu is given more prominence. Twice is mentioned. Then Prabhupada also said that you have to worship this painting on the altar. And what's the principal features of the painting on the altar? What is he doing? Who's the central part? Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad is just on the side of him, but who's the center? Hiranyakashipu. Now why? Because Srimad Bhagavatam is completely pure. In a Nirmatsaram Amalapuran, free from dirt. Nirmatsaram means, like you get to know soap powder here, Nirmal. Mal means dirt, Nirmal means that which can remove dirt. So Nirmatsaram, same thing. So in other words, completely pure. So therefore, we find that everyone who's mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam is a pure devotee. So their service is to be unfavorable to the Lord, to give the Lord pleasure. It's like even Arjuna is a pure devotee, but his service is to get into Maya. So that Bhagavad Gita can be spoken for our purification, not for Arjuna's purification. Like, and then Srila Prabhupada said, the bogus incarnations that are in the material world are taken care of by the material nature. They are not taken care of by me. How can I touch a demon? So the Lord doesn't come to this world to annihilate the demons. He comes to this world to give association and pleasure to His devotees. The modes of material nature themselves takes care of the bogus incarnations. But when it comes to kill a demon, it is in the lila or pastime of the Lord. They are not demons. They are taking the role of demons to give pleasure to the Lord in like chivalrous ras or something. But the bogus incarnations, they are taken care of by the modes of material nature. Is that okay? Yeah. Krishna doesn't need to worry about them so much. How can they be so fortunate that the Lord can come for them and place His lotus feet or His lotus hand by punching them or something? That He does to Kamsa. Because it's in the lila of the Lord. So everyone is pure in relationship to Krishna. There's one devotee, Prabhupada disciple. His name is Kamsa Hanta. So for short, we call him, Hey Kamsa. Some of you may know him. He used to be with us in South Africa. Prabhupada. Okay, we have to conclude soon because I'm going to stop with the questions. Is that okay? Because, you know, this lunchtime. But I just want to conclude with one part. You may not have a study guide, but I just want to read one part. If you have, it's on page 7. Just Karmakanda defined, and we're going to the third paragraph. So I'm just reading this quickly, and then we'll conclude by 5 to 10 minutes. Careful, he has to go. So I'm reading. Everyone can hear? In the Karmakanda section of the Vedas, it is said, Apama, Soman, Amrita, Abhuma, and Akshayam, Ha, Vaichaturmasya, Yag. Yajina Sukritam Bhavati. In other words, those who perform the 4-month penances become eligible to drink the Soma Ras beverages to become immortal and happy forever. Even on this earth, some are very eager to have Soma Ras to become strong and fit to enjoy sense gratifications. Such persons have no faith in liberation from material bondage, and they are very much attached to the pompous ceremonies of Vedic sacrifices. They are generally sensual and they do not want anything other than the heavenly pleasures of life. It is understood that there are gardens called Nandana Kanana, in which there is good opportunity for association with angelic, beautiful women and having a profuse supply of Soma Ras wine. Such bodily happiness is certainly sensual. Therefore, there are those who are purely attached to such material, temporary happiness as the lords of the material world. So in other words, the essence of Karmakanda is demigod worship to go where? Heavenly planets. So one disciple, when he read this in the Bhagavad Gita, you know, he felt, where do I get more information about this place? Like that. And at the same time, there are various descriptions of the heavenly planets in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, for fifth canto, in different cantos, there are like elaborate descriptions. And the descriptions are such, you think the place is eternal. You know? It's very inviting, enticing for sense gratification, which has no birth, which has no old age and disease, only birth and death, like that. So Prabhupada at that time, when this disciple asked him, where do we get more information about this? You know, like that. Prabhupada was translating in his purports, giving elaborate descriptions of enjoyment on the heavenly planets. You know, describing the Gandharvas, the Apsaras and so forth. So when this disciple asked the question, Prabhupada told his transcribers of his, you know, in dictaphone tapes, he said, don't transcribe that. Send my tapes back. And that's when Prabhupada made the statement sometime after that, some maybe months or weeks after that. He said, yes, most of my disciples want to go to the heavenly planets when they read this. He said, that's when he cut down the purports to such descriptions. He cut it down completely. Because it's very enticing. Just reading this is enticing. What to speak of elaborate descriptions in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So he only kept to the translations in those parts. Didn't give his elaborate purports. So it's a sort of, it's a long time, but it looks like, you know, it's eternal, but it's not. It just, it's so enticing, these heavenly planets. So we have to be careful for that. Okay? So any questions? We can take one question and then conclude.
How will karmakanda evolve into higher levels of achievement of liberation? Because karmakanda gives you impetus to become lords of the material world, you said.
So in other words, how we become free from the karmakanda tendency and progress spiritually? Is that your question? Yes. In other words, karmakanda is a Vedic, is related to the Vedas. And the goal is to enjoy sense gratification. Right? So you are asking how to become purified of that and progress, becoming free of this fruit of nature and not being tricked into landing up into the heavenly planets. Is that your question? Yeah. So we'll discuss when the yoga ladder progresses. That will be discussed nicely at that time. Is that okay? Okay, we have some minutes.
particularly in northern India, there is a group called Arya Samaj, which deals with chanting Gayatri, doing a lot of Vedic sacrifices, started by Dayanand Saraswati and this thing. So they say that in Veda, Gayatri Mantra is the topmost. So how we can answer that?
He says this, Arya Samaj people, they're all over the world actually. They call themselves Vedantas. They do not follow the path of devotional service and they're basically Mayavadis. Is Swami Dayanand involved with them? Yeah, they're Mayavadis. So the best way to preach to them is not to preach to them. Just avoid them completely. But the younger generation who are coming from the family, they can easily change. Like that. Because in the Kali Yuga, the older generation are more religiously intelligent. Right? The younger generation are more materially intelligent. Both are wrong. So both have to come to the point of becoming spiritually intelligent. There's a difference between being religious and difference between being spiritual. According to Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dhammam Paridyagya, abandon all varieties of religion. So therefore, if you want to preach to such persons, better to preach to the younger generation because they are more materially intelligent. They are not religiously intelligent. Younger generation do not want to become religious. It's a fact. Because the spirit soul is not a religious soul. The spirit soul is a spirit soul. It's different. So better to preach to the younger ones who are not want to be religious, you know, in that sense. But make them spiritual. But avoid the older ones because it's useless. Is that okay? Yeah. So we'll conclude for today and we're meeting tomorrow at 6 o'clock and some devotees are going to come earlier to set up, right? Who are they? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anantakoti Vaishnava vrinda ki jai.